This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, over the last couple years, we've noticed an incremental influx of Muslims coming into the United States of America. As a matter of fact, in a major way. And, of course, the CIA-controlled media wants you to know nothing of this infiltration, but that's exactly what's happening. When I take that to Scripture again, please understand it's between you and a living God. You're under judgment. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. The Bible says that sooner or later they're going to be made the head, and America, you're going to be made the tail, unless you get it right between you and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In saying that, we look to countries across the globe, such as Denmark, and we see the fruits of those that bring their culture with them. And of course, you do understand that when you look to the Muslims from the Middle East, and you look at their countries, and you see how they're desolate, and they're salt, and there's nothing there. And the things that they do to one another. And then for some reason or another, your politicians allure them into your country. And to suggest to anybody that's listening to me right now that they're not going to bring their culture with them has to be sadly mistaken. I mean, alone, folks, Denmark alone, Germany alone, Sweden alone, England and Wales alone, Belgium alone. UK alone, and what's happening in America today shows you exactly what I'm highlighting right now. They bring their culture with them and their doctrine, which runs antithetical to who we are as a people, one nation under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, again, in saying that, when you look to Denmark, you do realize that 450% more crimes are committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. They're bringing their culture with them. And of course, when they come in their garb, their burqas, when they're wearing their Muslim garb, you need to understand, and they're creating mosques, which have increased 74% in America since 2001. I'm sorry, yeah, since 2001, since September 11th, forgive me, 2001. They've increased 74%. You have 3,000 mosques in this country. And by the way, might I add that Turkish president, Mr. Erdogan, said the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Okay? So you understand they are military bases being planted in the United States of America. But let's look into foreign countries first and foremost, because we see it trickling into the United States of America now. Yesterday I had shared with you that over 100 over 100 friends. Muslims are running for office in the United States of America. How can you deny the Word of God? We have been highlighting this for years. This is what's on the heels of the Sodomites. This is what's coming into this country if you don't shut the door. Well, America, you gave them a green light. You advocated what God condemns concerning the Sodomites, and look what's behind them. Now they're so emboldened, and also consider what's happening under Donald Trump today and his administration, lest you fall for the pretenses that they are setting for you and the deceptive measures that they are setting for you. You need to look beyond the facade of this administration to understand that you are under attack more now than you ever have been before. Going back, Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is 780 crimes every day. And also keep in mind, Janet Merkel, that lunatic, that criminal, slapped her flag and said the German flag, Germany belongs to Islam. And this is happening in the United States of America. Don't think it's just happening over there, friends. This isn't a third world country that I'm talking about anymore. This isn't the 1950s. It's happening today in your country. As a matter of fact, your mayors, those that are masquerading as mayors, those felons, are the ones that are alluring them into the United States of America today to give them everything that you work for, because it's on your dime that they're being allured. And by the way, yes, those mayors are felons. Look to federal code, friends. In Sweden, you have 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. In 1 year, 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslims. And folks, they want to call me Islamophobia, or Islamophobic, whatever they want to call me, that's totally fine. I'm not stupid, and I'm not going to get caught up into their little browbeating games. The fact of the matter is, you're in trouble, America, because they're coming here now. England and Wales, over 56% of the Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In 1 year. Belgium is 35% of prison populations is, the prison populations is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. Folks, do you not understand a little leaving at the whole lump? Do you not understand that you're playing with fire? Folks, your silence is what's destroying this country. UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. And coming now to America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps. Man, I'll tell you what, you just drive by Little Somali in South Minneapolis, that's what they call it, where all these Muslims are migrating, friends. And it's interesting to note, those folks are very well taken care of. Brand new cars, brand new garb. They have lack for nothing. They can sleep as long as they want to because they don't have to work. 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps in this country. 68.3% are on cash welfare. What do you think is coming to America, friends? Matter of fact, it doesn't really matter what you think. What matters is what's happening today. And the fact of the matter is, it is happening today. We're going to come right back from our break with Dave Ajima from Michigan. Dave just happens to be one of the most wanted concerning the Muslim in their hit list in America. Just think about that. They come here and they put a hit list on some of our guys. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You want to jump online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, as you well know. And if you don't know, I'm about to share with you that both those pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our website, which is actually our YouTube website is Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean YouTube. Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean YouTube. You're going to enjoy what you see, but you must act if you view. Rest assured, you're responsible for what you know, and that is the information needed to give people answers as to the answers they say and claim that they're wanting to lay hold of to bring about resolve in this country. Well, faith without works is dead, my friends. So, in other words, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. So check those out, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, YouTube. Again, if you'd like to jump over on our Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And if you'd like to jump onto our Facebook account, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. I have about 700,000 people following on a daily basis, and we appreciate you. And I want you to know that we appreciate you. At any time that we have the lines open, please give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that you have us running as the number one radio show out of 82 other radio shows on Genesis Communication Networks. In broadcasting over 100 affiliates across the country as well as into 53 countries. So again, we just appreciate you listeners and those that support this purpose. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have with us a friend, Dave Ageum. I actually did an event with him out in Michigan. They attempted to browbeat all of us while we were there. But I noticed those that were still standing before we left, and Dave just happened to be one of them men. So he's worth his weight, friends. Let's put it that way. Dave is a former fighter pilot. And there you have it. Retired senior captain with American Airlines. Former three-time state rep. Only one voted 100% conservative and former Republican national committeeman. He's also introduced several pieces of legislation to include stopping sanctuary cities. Yes, believe it or not. Illegal immigration. Yes, believe it or not. And allowing teachers to have concealed weapons, and ALAC, American Laws for American Courts, to stop Sharia law in Michigan. Yes, believe it or not. And we have CARE has now since placed him on their quasi-hit list as number 15, about 60 people speaking out against Islam and Sharia law in America. Welcome to the show, Dave. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. How are you?
Thank you, sir. I'm doing fine. It's always an honor and privilege, and I appreciate all the stats you just put out because they're exactly accurate.
How does that make you feel? I'm just kind of curious, knowing that CARE, a known group linked to the Muslim Brotherhood, putting a mark or a target on your back as being number 15 of 60. I mean, that's kind of odd, isn't it?
Well, as a former fighter pilot, there's an old saying, you know you're over the target when you're taking flak. So I guess I'm at the right place because they're trying to hammer me for speaking truth. And truth always comes out in the end, so it's good.
Okay, yeah, and we're going to get to that in just a second here, but I want to ask you, have you had any interaction with CARE on a personal level, or can you tell us how this all kind of rolled out? I'm curious.
Oh, sure. No question. I had a lot of interaction with CARE. Matter of fact, I had Kamal Saleem come to Michigan. And he spoke. He's a former Muslim Brotherhood terrorist, now Christian, U.S. citizen. He's spoken to our congressman and so forth, explaining what the Muslim Brotherhood goals are for America and so forth. I put on an event just south of Grand Rapids, Michigan here, and the CARE went ahead and called the police and tried to get it stopped, the city fathers, the school, and so forth. And actually, midway through that program, the police came in and said, we have to shut it down because there's a possibility that somebody might want to hurt somebody here because Kamal Saleem is speaking. So that's typically what CARE does, Council on American Islamic Relations. They shut down anyone who speaks truth about Islam and Sharia. You got to remember, folks out there, Sharia and Islam, Islam is Sharia, Sharia is Islam. You got to remember that. If you just keep that in mind, just learn what Sharia is, and you learn what Islam really is. It's only about 14% religion. The 86% is how you treat infidels, how you take the world over for Muhammad. And they say it's a religion of peace, but what they don't tell you is it's only a religion of peace when the whole world becomes Muslim and Islamic. Because until then, it is called fitna, war, and it's their job to take the world over for Islam. So there's no peace until the whole world is going to be Muslim.
Going back to that, Dave, I'm just kind of curious because we did an event as well in Michigan, and it was interesting to note that when we had did that first event, I remember when I first got there, there was an uproar because I was coming to Michigan, and we were helping out Brian Clawitter, and we have Coach Dave and Dave Ageman and others there, and it was interesting because when we got there, we had all the police inside of the building protecting us from them, and it was my understanding because the way they broadcasted it, Dave, was that I was the bully and they were the victims, and yet when we looked outside, right when we got to that school, it was interesting that they had all the fences down and they had it fenced off. And then we also noticed that the media was in place right when we got there. And then we also noticed that there were buses bringing in homosexuals to protest my presence in Michigan there. And I asked one of the police officers, I'm just trying to paint a picture, but I was asking a police officer when I just got there, right when I got there, Dave, and I said to him, I thought they were the ones that needed to be protected from us. Why are the police in here protecting us from them? And it reminds me of what CARE is doing. Why are they sending the police to shut down your event? Why isn't the police and why aren't the police going to shut down CARE?
Well, that gets to a good point. Matter of fact, several countries have labeled the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. Well, Trump needs to do that in the United States. If he does that, then the subset of organizations under Muslim Brotherhood, like CARE, ISMA, Muslim Student Association, and so forth, will fall as well. All these agencies are operating now for several years in America, whose goal is to overthrow this country for the cause of Islam. And if you really want to get to it, under Sharia law, Sharia law is completely anathema to our Constitution. But if I can go back a minute, if you need some proof, folks, go look up the 1991 Muslim Brotherhood strategic plan called the Explanatory Memorandum of the Strategic Goal of North America. And that's the goal of that was to destroy Western civilization from within via civilization jihad by the Muslim Brotherhood. It was discovered in 2004 by the FBI in a raid on Ishmael Abarasi's house in Virginia in a sub-basement where 80 boxes of archives of the Muslim Brotherhood were found. And they basically detailed the goals for North America, and particularly the United States. Al-Barassi was dressed like a woman, a Muslim woman in a burqa, taking pictures of the Chesapeake Bridge. And he had a warrant on him for fundraising for Hamas. So they went into his basement and found that. So what did those 80 boxes tell us for the goals for the Muslim Brotherhood? Their goals are change demographics, more Muslims in America, via reproduction, impregnation, and immigration, both legal and illegal. Trump is exactly correct. They have to stop illegal immigration. You probably have to stop a lot of them coming in from Muslim countries as well. Item two, change the legal system to Sharia law. Item three, change government and establishment of a caliphate. Think one world government. Four, don't assimilate or cooperate to local culture. They don't assimilate. Number five, ensuring we do not study the doctrine of Sharia. You study Sharia, you realize how barbaric it is. Six, co-opting key leadership positions. Think here in Michigan, we have our first governor trying to run who's El Saeed. He's a Muslim. He wants this to be a sanctuary state, and he believes in Sharia. Item seven, gradually take over the religious and political systems. Gradually at first, becoming more and more aggressive as numbers increase. Usually by 25%, they take the culture. Think of England, think of France, think of Germany. Item eight, forcing Sharia compliance at local levels. Item nine, subverting religious organizations. Think of the organizations that say coexist, the interfaith dialogue. It's all garbage. Trying to get them to come in and say, we're just normal like you. We really don't want to take over, but they really do. Item 10, claiming victimization. They always say, well, you know, this is Islamophobia. No, we have a reason to have a phobia. They killed us. Islam is the biggest killing machine that's ever existed in the world. Hundreds of millions have died and are still dying. Number 11, subverting the U.S. education system via Middle Eastern studies. And now they filter our history books, so anything in there that's negative about Islam is taken out. Isn't that convenient? Number 12, condemning slander against Islam. Think of Salman Rushdie. And 13, confronting and denouncing Western societies, its laws and traditions. And 14, demanding the right to practice Sharia in segregated Muslim enclaves. Again, think England, Germany, Hamtramck here, and Dearborn in Michigan. And 15, demanding that Sharia replace Western law. And if I can, I don't know how much time I got. What is Sharia? Why is it anathema to our Constitution? Under Sharia law, there is no freedom of religion. You have to be a Muslim, or you die, or you become a dhimmi. You have to pay the tax. You pay 80-90% of your wealth to them, which allows them to continue to spread their religion. There's no freedom of thought. You cannot express it.
I have to take a real quick break here, Dave. I'm going to pull you back up on the next segment here. Folks, you got Dave Ajima, Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, sharing the information that needs to be shared with the American people, like it or not. Fact of the matter is we have to act. We have to respond with the information given unto us. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The government has until 6 o'clock Eastern time to reunite all eligible families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said there is one thing we have to remember when reuniting kids and parents.
in the midst of the plan as we had these intervening court cases. And it's really impossible to, for folks to maybe fully recognize this. We really want to protect the children.
There will be around 900 children who won't be reunited with their parents as they have either serious criminal records or have already been deported without their children. Today, President Trump is in Iowa, where he is leading a discussion on developing America's workforce. Also at that roundtable event is Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
The biggest unused resource is people who've been sidelined because they don't have the skills.
Late this afternoon, President Trump is heading to Illinois, where he will celebrate the expected return of 800 American steel jobs. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, we have Dave Ajima, former three-term state rep, on the phone with us right now, friends, on the line with us, sharing with you as to what information that's probably been withheld from a majority of you that you need to hear, and what this Muslim infiltration is really all about. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, Dave, going back to several of your points, I could spend the next half hour just kind of covering the things that you've already covered. But it's interesting to note, we were just highlighting today during the first segment that there's over 100 Muslims running for office in the United States of America today, lest people think that this is some sort of game.
Yeah, it's exactly what they plan on doing, getting involved with government, schools and colleges and so forth. That what I just mentioned, that explanatory memorandum, they're following that to the letter. People got to wake up to this and understand what's really happening. Do not vote for these people that will not stand up and call Islam what it is or Sharia what it is. They're for Sharia or sanctuary cities. Don't vote for them. Just plain don't vote for them.
Well, it's interesting because when you look at federal code, it actually incriminates those that are drawing illegals into the United States of America. And furthermore, when you look at that code, it's also interesting to note that if a crime is committed by one of those illegal immigrants that have been allured in by one of those that would call themselves a mayor or a representative in the United States of America, the crimes that they commit, it's actually the mayor or the representative that brought them in that's responsible for the crime, as well as the person that committed the crime. And when people begin to take the time to read the law and begin to enforce the law against those that serve we the people, we wouldn't be here today in the first place. A government by fear is no government at all, and that's exactly where this country is today. Another thing I wanted to bring up was Hassan al-Abana. He said it is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations and to extend its powers to the entire planet. I mean, and when I'm taking the time at seeing the fruit of these quotes and what's going on in America today, it's exactly what's taking place today here in this country, Dave.
There's no question. I have in front of me here, and I won't go through them, but when I speak at events, I have about 6 to 9 pages of the summary of Quranic quotes demanding jihad and killing the infidel. So it's all through that. It is not religion of peace. Like I said before, with they're using the term called taqiyya. That means they can lie to an infidel if it furthers the cause of Islam. And what they're saying really is there's going to be peace when the whole world is Muslim and Islamic. Until then, it's fitna or war. So just keep that in mind. So when they say they're religion of peace, they're playing a little game work with you.
In the state of Minnesota right now, I just got some information from Doug Wardlow, who is bringing to the light, Keith Ellison is actually trying to run for the Attorney General's office. This is brand new news to us here in the state of Minnesota, and we all know who Keith Ellison is. I'm just kind of curious, in your backyard, because you have Dearborn and you have Al Sayed, can you give us a little background concerning what is behind Al Sayed? Because it's my understanding that they have their own economic system set up, money that's coming into his campaign is coming from without the state of Michigan, so on and so forth. Can you highlight more than even what I just shared? Okay.
Sure. If you look at who's donating to his cause and so forth, you'll find it's going to be Soros, it's going to be Obama, and it's going to be CARE. They have many donations, ISNA, and all those organizations I just mentioned. So if you look at this and think, okay, CARE, ISNA, Muslim Student Association, which, by the way, he was vice president of in college, if their goal is to destroy America from within, and they're part of the Muslim Brotherhood, then you've got to look at this guy and say, even though he's smooth, he's slick, he sounds really good. By the way, even in my hometown here, he was invited to speak at Calvin College, a Christian college that I graduated from, which is total insanity. And the kids thought he was really cool because he was slick, but he tells a lie. And they believe the lie because they don't understand what the Quran and the Sunnah says. By the way, the Sunnah is composed of his biography and what he said and did. And by the way, Muhammad could not read or write. He was illiterate. So what was he really? If you look at Muhammad, he was an assassin. He was a bandit. He was a murderer. He was a pedophile. He married a six-year-old girl and consummated the marriage at 9. He was a rapist. He was a slave owner. He was a thief. And he was a warlord. But he started out in Mecca trying to be a prophet for the Christians and Jews, and they rejected him. He only had about 120 converts in about 13 years. He went to Medina, and that's the Hijra, or immigrate. He immigrated to Medina, and there the Jews welcomed him, and they let him in. And within 2 years, he eradicated them all because he became a politician and a warlord. And that's how they get the term to immigrate into the foreign countries and take them over from within. So what's going on in ISIS, according to General Boykin, a friend of mine, he said ISIS is in every state of the union. And those people coming across our southern border that are other than OTNs, other than Mexicans, that we don't catch that many, 80% of those are coming from Muslim countries. So we're being invaded through legal immigration, illegal immigration, our southern border, and no doubt the northern border, because there's nobody checking across that northern border. So we're in a war. The problem is most people don't understand we're in the war. They recognize it as a war, but our own politicians don't. We even had the governor of the state of Michigan stood on the steps of the Capitol and talked about the goodness of CARE and went to a dinner with Jimmy Carter for ISMA, Islamic Society of America, both of those terrorist-supporting organizations. And then our Attorney General Schuette, who's running for governor, never said a word. Lieutenant Governor never said a word. The only person who spoke up against this was a man by the name of Patrick Colbeck that's running for governor here in the state of Michigan. He spoke up and nailed Al Sayed. And Al Sayed, in front of 130 different news agencies, said, "You may not hate Muslims, but we hate you." There you have it in a nutshell.
Yeah, we just had him on the radio a couple weeks ago. It was a kick in the pants, to say the least, and hopefully we'll see how that all turns out. You also brought up one point about how they always have to put themselves in a victim position. Now, I have never read that, but I knew that because you see these people coming in on the heels of the sodomites, the homosexual communities.
Sure.
And when the American people, scripturally, it's just there, Dave, that when you advocate what God condemns, it's time to watch out. And you can rest assured there's something coming through that door. Well, there's a whole lot coming through that door right now because you see systematically the Muslims doing exactly what the homosexuals did. They put themselves in the victim position. As a matter of fact, the head of GLSEN, G-L-S-E-N, however you want to say it, Kevin Jennings, he said, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the homosexual lifestyle. In other words, they don't have the shield defending themselves. They have the spear perpetuating the crime as they browbeat those that don't accept it. Well, Pamela Geller just posted yesterday on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, fake Islamophobia in Texas. Waiter forged "We Don't Tip Terrorist" note on check that garnered world headlines.
Yep.
World headlines.
I can only tell you that if you cannot see, or people in the United States cannot see what is happening in Europe and now what's happening in the United States, they never will. But the sad thing is our politicians have to wake up. And when I put that American Law for American Courts bill in, I didn't even get, I couldn't even get a meeting to discuss it because they did not want to pass it. It was too controversial. The same as my illegal immigration bill. They were too controversial. And the reason they weren't controversial, because a lot of people make money on illegals because they work for cheaper labor. Consequently, the Chamber of Commerce was opposed to my illegal immigration bill. So I just want people to realize this, what we're voting now for people in the primary is very important. That's going to determine who your primary person is going to be in the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. We need better, more people with integrity and honesty in them positions. We do not have it now. And I'm very disgusted with politicians, especially Republicans here in the state of Michigan.
Well, I think America echoes that sentiment. I would also like to lay to your candor, Dave. You know, what would you tell the people that are listening right now how to counter all of this? I mean, you have 325.7 million people. We have 100 radio affiliates across the country. Not that 325 million people are listening right now, but there's a lot of people listening. Give them the answers. What should they do? How would you empower them to say, this is what you need to do, we need to get busy, and this is how we do it?
First, get informed concerning Islam and the Quran and the Sirah and the Hadith and Sharia law. Second, state government must pass bills like American Law for American Courts. Sanctuary cities, they have to be eliminated, and just like you said, throw those mayors in jail. And you got to resist Sharia law in any way possible and expose agencies like CARE, ISNA, MSA, and so forth. State governments must stop illegal immigration, and the refugee resettlement programs that the Chamber of Commerce and the Farm Bureau is pushing must be stopped. You need to pass things like E-Verify that they did in Arizona. About 40,000 people left because they couldn't get jobs. And before resettlement happens, cities and municipalities must be consulted and honor their request to reject them, because Obama was just dumping them on cities and saying take care of them. And the refugee resettlement industry must be exposed for what they're really doing to our safety, our security, our fiscal and physical health. Stop your city or town from being one of the welcoming Michigan or welcoming whatever city you're in partners, which is a propaganda arm of the refugees. And corporations or businesses that promote mass immigration should be avoided. Example, Partnership for the New American Economy, it's an arm of Soros. So just get informed, study it a bit. And if nothing else, you can put out my email. I'll email people and tell them where they can go to get the information on Islam. But Islam is the biggest killing machine that has ever existed. And if you want a really good thing to get a little pamphlet, a red pamphlet called Sharia Law for Non-Muslims, put out by the Center for the Study of Political Islam. It's an excellent, excellent thing to get into. It's only like 20 pages long, but it lays out why Islam is anathema to our Constitution, what their goals are, and some of the things that are already occurring in your schools, and why 9/11 happened. It's outstanding. So just get informed, folks.
I appreciate it. Dave, I'm going to hold you over for one more segment. We got a phone call for you. I'll take it on the other side. Rod, hold up one second. Folks, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, talking to Dave Ajima, former rep, three-term rep, exposing Islam. And we'll be right back on the other side. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking to Dave Ajima out of Michigan, three-term representative out of that state. Dave, did you know that most people did not know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, which was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Abana, a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler, who, by the way, was attempting to establish a new world order called the Third Reich. And we have seen this roll out since the Bushes in a major way. So when I hear about a new world order and world domination and the link between Adolf Hitler and the Muslim Brotherhood and the Bushes and the Muslim Brotherhood, I'm not going to stand back and play stupid to what's really going on here. I think the writing's on the wall, and I think people need to begin to pay attention to the fact that we have traitors within that are selling us out. What say
you? No question. You can go back further than that. We got our freedom in 1776 right off the get-go. We were at war with Islam. I should say they were at war with us. They took our ships and our people for booty. And it was Jefferson that met that imam in England and said, "Why are you doing this?" And he said, "Because we can take what we wish from from the infidel, because that's what the Holy Quran says. He came back and said, we need a Navy and Marine Corps. He formed those. He went back. And that's why you get in the Marine Corps, the leather necks, because they put leather around their necks because the Muslims wanted to cut their head off. And they went back and basically defeated them over a period of about 4 years. And from that time all the way until World War II, when they sided with Hitler, we've been at war, or they've been at war with us, and they still are. The lie, or the taqiya, is they're trying to say, well, no, we're not at war with you. We just want to be friends. In fact, I can get into a little bit of that. As a state rep, the Gulen Society invited me to go to Turkey. Before I left, I spoke to General Boykin and Kamal Saleem and said, why are they doing this? And they said, well, what they're going to say is we just want more green cards. We just want to be friendly. We want more worker permits. What their goal is Hijra to immigrate into this country and take it over from within. And that's exactly what they asked for when I got there. Exactly what they asked for. So it's very systemic. And folks, a lot of your senators and your representatives and so forth have been wined and dined over there. They've been doing that for several years. They don't do it anymore. By the way, when I came back from that, I immediately put the bill in American law for American courts. So I don't think they do that anymore in Michigan. It was kind of a slap in the face to them when they did it.
Oh, well, hey, you know what? Somebody's got to do the slapping, Dave. May as well be you or me or someone that's willing to take the stand, right? How do people get a hold of you, Dave?
Well, they can get they can email me at Ajema. That's my last name, A-G-E-M-A, F-O-R. That's Foxtrot Oscar Romeo. Then another Romeo, November Charlie, Ajema, 4RNC at gmail.com. That's my email. And you can also get on my Facebook. I almost got 5,000 on one and 1,800 on another. And I just put a post out about Islam and so forth that's got about 3,148 shares in about 36 hours.
Good.
So
good. That's what we need to do.
Are getting informed. But
that's
Christians
exactly
out there,
right.
You also got to, Christians out there got to be aware that when you're dealing with a Muslim, you're dealing with Antichrist. Because they do not believe Christ died. They do not believe he rose from the dead. He just said, he was a good prophet. But Muhammad's the last good prophet. And by the way, Muhammad, if you look at all the things he did, was an antithesis of what Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ raised the dead, healed the sick. He said, love your enemies. And Muhammad said absolutely the opposite of all those things. And that's what's going on in the world. It's an antichrist.
Child of the flesh. That's exactly right. Who persecuted the children of the spirit. We have Rod calling. Hey, Rod, how are you, my friend? Calling from Michigan. I know who you are, and I know you got something to say. So what is it, my friend?
Well, Bradley, I always got a lot to say. That's the problem.
Well, we got about four more minutes, guys.
I've got to make it very quick. I just want, number one, this is the best state rep the United States has ever seen. You're talking to my brother Dave H. But thanks, Dave, for what you do.
It's my pleasure.
Bradley, brother, you rock with your radio channel. You expose Lucifer all ends. People, this Islam thing, I'm an infidel. I call myself an infidel up here in Michigan. But if you don't listen to what Dave just told you and Bradley's been trying to tell you, you can just, you count your days. I had a good friend of mine, Greg Evenson, once says the best thing we could do to these Muslims, it's a cancer. There's no reasoning with wickedness. We'll offer these people to get on a ship one way. If they don't, well, I'll let you finish that sentence, guys. I won't say it on the radio. But I love you all for what you do, and stand strong, and thanks again. I just wanted to say thanks. And Dave, thank you for helping brother Pat Colblack back. Hopefully become the next governor here in Bradley for exposing him, too. God bless you guys.
You got it. Dave, I'm going to go ahead and give you the last couple minutes. We got about 2 minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and let you get the final word in here. What would you, again, have the American people know? And at the end, please share again as to how they can get a hold of you, please.
Okay, real quick, I want to go why Sharia is anti-constitution. You ought to get into that before you had a break. There's no freedom of religion in Sharia. There's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of expression of thought. There's no freedom of artistic expression. There's no freedom of the press. There's no equality of people. A kafir, which I am and you are, an infidel, is never equal to a Muslim. There's no equal protection under Sharia law for different classes of people. There's a dualistic system, one for men and one for women and one for infidels. There's no equal rights for women. Women can be beaten. A non-Muslim cannot bear arms. Did you hear what I said? You can't own arms under Sharia law if you're an infidel. There's no democracy, since the democracy means that a non-Muslim is equal to a Muslim. Our constitution is man-made, therefore they say Sharia is superior to that because it comes from God, when it actually just came from Muhammad and his dreams. No Muslims, non-Muslims are dhimmis or third-class citizens. That's what we are. All governments must be ruled by Sharia. Unlike common law, Sharia is not interpreted, nor can it be changed. So what I'm trying to say is, anybody that says, well, I'm a moderate Muslim, he's either waiting for the time when his numbers are great enough where they can really take over the country, or he's afraid to speak up, because if he speaks up against Islam, then he's to be killed because he's an apostate.
I'm just thinking about, as you're talking about, you know, this global system in which they mean to put in place, you're seeing this in these countries that I was highlighting during the first segments. You're seeing this in Denmark. You're seeing this in Germany. I mean, you have Angela Merkel, Dave, slapping her flag saying Germany belongs to Islam. You're seeing this in Sweden. You're seeing this in England. You're seeing this in Belgium. You're seeing this in the UK. Now you're beginning to see this in the United States of America. I mean, this is already in motion. This isn't like something that's going to happen in the future. No, we're in the times where these things are being played out right now.
Yep. If you really want to read what some of the solutions are, you can go to Geert Wilder. He's a Dutch member of parliament. He came up with 10 solutions. One was stop cultural relativism. There's differences in culture, and they're not all equal. Stop pretending Islam is religion. It's not. It's primarily political and ideological. Show the true face of Islam is a brutal, totalitarian ideology that kills a massive amount of people, and stop immigration from Muslim countries. That's what he's saying. Outlaw Sharia. And he says, require Muslims to sign a legally binding pledge of integration. If they're not going to abide by our constitution, like the when we have some of our congressmen swear in on the Koran, they're basically saying the Koran supersedes our constitution.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Yep. I wanted to throw this at you. It's a branch off the conversation we've been having. But what's your take of the, under this administration, 55 new gun control laws passed in 26 different states? I know that you carry, Dave.
I do carry, and I'm going to tell you right, that's one of our forefathers knew exactly what they were doing, because they knew an unarmed electorate is going to be basically taken over by their own government. So we have the right to bear arms, and we have the right to bear arms against our own government if they become oppressive. The day they come to take your guns, they become oppressive. No government has the right to take your weapons, and you have a right to protect yourself and defend yourself. And I've been a big believer, and I put the bill in, and they've labeled me a crazy kook. 10 years ago, I said teachers have the right to carry in a classroom concealed or have access to a weapon, like in a safe with a thumbprint safe, they can get access to a weapon. That's a deterrent, folks, because by the time the cops come after the shooting's happened, it's all over. Kids are already dead. And usually the person kills himself because he's crazy anyway. So they got to have guns in schools. That's a solution.
Yeah, and a little common sense comes into play. I mean, it really does. But it's interesting, it's happening now. We have an infiltration of illegals coming into the country, and systematically it's our government that's trying to disarm us at the same time. And in fact, again, going to sanctuary cities, Americans need to understand that it's not a foreign government doing this to us. It is foreign to our Constitution, no question about it. But it's our said representatives that are attempting to disarm us in a state of terror. And I believe that it's very telling, Dave, very telling. I thank you for your time, Dave. We'll have you on again up in the near future. And again, we appreciate Dave Ajima once again from Michigan exposing Islam for what it is. America, we need to wake up. We have on the sonsoflibertymedia.com just yesterday. I highlighted it. I want to highlight it again. I want you to understand the severity concerning the issues in which we're highlighting right now. There are over 100 Muslims in the United States of America that are trying to run for office. You need to stand up and be the patriots. First of all, the Christian that God called you to be. And a patriot, defined out, means to uphold dying laws. Folks, they're still there. We just need to put life in them, and we need to ask the Lord for the Holy Ghost to do that. Because we understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, folks. Let's get busy.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.